Speeding down the highway, Richard chewed at his thumbnail, a bad habit from his childhood. Madison chewed her thumbnail, too. His stomach clenched as he thought about his daughter. It was his fault that she and Chloe were dead. Splurting his lips, he gripped the steering wheel hard and squeezed until his clenched palms hurt. Richard knew he shouldn't have come to Virginia. He hadn't wanted to come back here, especially not to Middleburg. He hadn't been back since Chloe's death. What would he say to her parents? Although he knew it was risky, he reached down between the seats and pulled out his cell phone from the cubbyhole. Unlocking it while keeping one eye on the road and the other on the phone, he pulled up the picture. A digital copy of the portrait of his wife and daughter that rested on the ledge at home. Chloe had been so annoyed when he told her he wanted pictures of her and Maddie. She scolded him for thinking that a 3-month-old was going to sit still for a portrait, but it hadn't mattered. He wouldn't have cared if she'd been screaming in all the photographs. After waiting 5 years to conceive, he wanted every moment documented. Then they were both gone a month later. You have to pull it together, Richard. He looked at his phone, willing himself not to listen to her voicemail message once more. With a sigh, he tossed the phone back down between the seat and looked up to see a car on his side of the road heading straight toward him. He swerved hard to the side, trying not to hit the car in front of him. Despite his efforts, he felt it bump against his car as he pulled off to the side of the road. The other car whirled around in a circle before coming to a halt near the median behind him. They did a full circle, miraculously not hitting another vehicle except his at all. Although he wanted to cuss at the stupid Yahoo, who had almost taken him out, he unbuckled his seatbelt and shoved the door open. He ran to the car just as the driver's door opened. Hey, are you all right? The woman looked at him. She looked terrible, sporting a messy bun, dark circles under her eyes, and an oversized shirt with dancing polar bears on it, not to mention the large wet stain on the lap of her jeans. Her face was beet red. I'm so sorry, sir. She couldn't look at him in the eye, and Richard pitied her. The coffee spilled on me, and... Richard? A lyrical voice called his name. Shocked, he glanced away from the driver, his memory sorting through to find out who knew his name and had the voice of an angel. He squinted over the top of the car. The door was open, but he couldn't see anyone. Looking back at the driver, he said, Miss, do you have someone with you? Suze? Suze. He looked over the hood of the car again just in time to hear, Richard. His mouth formed an O and then bent his head down to whisper, Is your passenger a little person? I want to acknowledge whoever they are, but I can't see them. How do they know my name? It's me, Richard. Susan Bouchard. Turning around, he looked down, flaring his nostrils. A petite woman with dark hair, wide, bright eyes, and apple cheeks. Short, too. She hardly came to the center of his chest. No wonder he couldn't see her over the hood of the car. Flaring his nostrils, the scent of her was familiar. Very familiar. It wasn't her natural scent, he recognized. In the same way he scented a story, he was clued in on their relationship. I remember you now. Susan. We're so sorry, Richard. The driver grabbed his arms, her eyes bulging out. You're Richard Petra? It's me, Elise Morgan. Once again, he inhaled, trying to get past the subtle aroma of coffee, thank goodness, and remember their connection. One sniff. Two. Now he remembered her. Elise, I remember both of you now. It just took a moment for the nose to pick it up. Shaking his head, he glanced back and forth between the two of them. Who knew we would meet like this again? The nose? What do you mean? His gaze lingered on Susan. Well, how do you think I can remember you? You always smelled like cotton candy and wishes. Susan's cheeks reddened. Oh my gosh, you used to say that all the time. I was your cotton candy girl. As much as I would like to continue this discussion, we don't have time for this. Elise pulled out her phone. Richard, can you give me your number and we can exchange insurance information later? We're not trying to flee, but 3 little girls need our help. His nose twitched as he rapidly started to piece together where they were going. 3 little girls. Early morning. Coffee spilled and was still warm, judging by the slight steam rising from Elise's pants as she waited for him to give her his number. Susan, adopted daughter of the Bouchards. Therapy ranch. Highway. You're going to Richmond about those 3 little girls abandoned in the bathroom, aren't you?